There's the edge of the image.
Yeah.
All right.
We can lay down.
Go ahead. Yeah,
last Saturday, in the parking lot of the Mountain View Trailer Supply Art Gallery, the steamroller print crew busily prepared one woodcut after another for pressing. Over the freshly inked wood blocks, they precisely placed and taped down a white drapery cloth of cotton and polyester, followed by a large paper sheet and then another cover. Stepping back, they signaled the wood block was ready for printing. Guided by a duct tape line and hand signals, a 4-ton steamroller driven by either Gary Collitz or Amy Bloomer chugged over the print, paused, and backed up to press it a second time. Then, along with the artist, the crew peeled away the covering and examined the upside-down back side of the new print.
Talk about image. Take it over so we can hand rub in the areas out. Okay.
2 to 3 people would then pick up the wet print and carry it over to an area filled with tables. It took that many. The woodblocks were made from 4x5-foot plywood sheets. The cutting of something this large is a long, tedious, and often painful process. Just 2 days earlier, artist Angela Ramirez was finishing her steamroller entry. The plywood completely covered the kitchen table in her Spinard home.
Most woodblock prints are not this large. I think the biggest linoleum block print I've ever seen was like maybe 2x3. This is not the normal size. I don't even think the Japanese printed this big.
Ramirez's woodblock is coated in black with the portions to be cut out in white. The scene is dramatic and a bit ominous.
This is an image of dollar signs with wings, and they are in the forefront of an image of Mount Redoubt volcano, and I think the title of this is Blown Away. I think it would make a cool t-shirt. You know, you could print this on the front, and on the back you could say, I survived an economic collapse and a volcano, tougher in Alaska.
Tougher is a quality that the woodblock artists themselves need for a project this large. Ramirez held up her wrists.
They're fried. My wrists are fried. I'm glad this is almost over. I don't know if they could take much more.
The wrist and elbow work doesn't stop at carving. After the steamroller printing, each work has to be rubbed down. In this case, Donald Rickert is using a wooden spoon.
My print is titled Stretching of the Cord. The subject is Sashada, who is the original surveyor and architect back in ancient Egypt. So she's hasn't had a lot of talk about her in recent days because from 4 millennia before the age of Christ. So.
The works are as varied as they are striking. Giant dragonflies swarm over one picture. 3 rabbits in a medieval playing card configuration are in another. There are geometric designs and mystical figures. Not only do the prints capture the eye, but so do the rows of woodblocks also drying and destined to become part of this Friday evening showing. Gretchen Sagan, one of the coordinators, says steamroller printings are always pretty popular, even if a bit daunting for the artists.
It's a very public process. You can see there's lots of different activities taking place here. We've got inkers, we've got people building stretcher boards, we've got people laying the paper on the panels, and so everybody can get involved.
Sagan hopes the popularity continues tomorrow, when the third Friday exhibit and sale of the Steamroller 2009 woodcut prints and woodblocks takes place in the evening from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Mountain View Trailer Supply Gallery. The gallery is located at 3142 Mountain View Drive. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.